Now, there's a difference between a puppet and a ventriloquist dummy, and that's an important distinction
Is there?
because puppets are wonderful. Puppets are operated from beneath or with a wire, sometimes with more than one person, and
Okay.
their voice may be added in later. It may be spoken then, but there's no closing your mouth or whatever. Puppetry is an art. Ventriloquism is something you can always learn to do from a comic book for like a quarter. Learn to throw your voice. Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'm a therapist.
And I'm Tyler, and I'm a patient.
We're going to talk about trauma, healing, and everything. Everything is traumatic.
You want me to just like not even say hello, welcome to the podcast, fuck all that. Like they know they're at the podcast because they're listening to it, or
Yeah, just jump in.
just jump in.
Yeah, just jump
Like don't
in.
even acknowledge them. Fuck. Okay.
You can say hello.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's good. That's a good start. That's a good start.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome.
I didn't even see your lips move.
Right? Hello.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. Fuck. Shit, Jeff. It's
You're
starting
nervous
all
because you
over. I
don't have your
know.
dummy with you.
I know because this I feel like I'm season one Tyler, and I've grown from that. I'm different from that. That was almost a year ago. Think about that,
Yeah,
Jeff.
yeah. We've been doing this for a long
We've
time.
been doing this for almost a year.
Yeah,
That's
definitely.
crazy to think about. But hello, welcome to the podcast. You know the name, you know the game. Fuck. Okay, this is off to a great start.
Nice one. Was that part of the humor for your ventriloquist dummy?
I actually didn't burp. That was the vent. That was the dummy that
That was the
burped.
dummy.
Yeah.
That was the humor part. You can add in a laugh with that.
Yeah. And I will. If you're watching on the YouTube, of course, you'll see none of this as well because we don't videotape it, or record it, or God damn it. Okay. Whoo! Get out of your head, Tyler. Whoo, whoo, whoo. Shout outs. Jeff, we only did one shout out
We did just out of
last week.
fear.
Who do you think we should shout out this week?
Vivian seems to be actively still listening to us. We appreciate her.
Yep, Vivian, thank you for listening to the podcast as always. Who else is listening? Things have kind of starting over. I know we had six listens in Vasterbotten? Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know. Somewhere in Sweden. So if they're
Yeah, we're big
listening,
in Sweden.
if the Swedes are listening, thank you, baby.
I don't think the Swedes really like ventriloquist either. I may be wrong, and please let me know if I've offended anybody, but it doesn't seem like something they would dig.
This week we're going to be talking about ventriloquism is traumatic.
Yes.
Which I know what you guys are thinking. Oh, this is another one of their silly episodes where they just kind of dick around. I know what you're thinking. And first of all, that's what we do anyways, right, Jeff? I mean, we kind of dick around.
We try to have some kind of like uplifting moral or therapeutic message woven in.
But that and it's a mixture of that and just talking and shooting the shit.
Yeah.
And so this is,
Well,
oh, go ahead.
I'm interested in these facts.
In these facts, you say.
These in ventriloquism facts.
Okay. I mean, I can just jump right in. I'm curious. I guess before we do it, I want to know because this is a Jeff one, obviously.
Yeah, oh, it's all me.
This is a Jeff. This is a Jeff pitch. Jeff, what made you want to talk about ventriloquism?
Well, there's a movie called Magic that is an old horror film. from the 80s with Anthony Hopkins and Burgess Meredith, and it's actually a pretty good movie. And there's a dummy in it that it's looks almost like it's too real looking, and its eyes open and close. It looks like a real person, except it's a small person. And it's a horror movie. But anyway, I just saw a little clip of that on TikTok, and it's horrifying, and it just made me like realize how much I hated ventriloquists. Really, the dummy and the ventriloquist, but if you don't get rid of them both, as we've said before, they're going to just continue.
Oh, Yeah, we do have to get rid of both. Let's see. Sorry, I'm in my head because I'm like, I don't
Well,
know.
this is a very bizarre topic.
Well, yeah, it's the it's yes, but I'm gonna pff, get out of there. So let's be fuck. So it's all so that's interesting. So like, did you? I guess by the time that you watch it, since it was like made in the 80s, did it like scare you at all? I guess is what I'm
It's a
wondering.
horrifying, the film is horrifying. It's a good watch. It's a really well-made thriller. It involves a lot of the things I like. It involves magic and sort of thriller. It's got good acting. It's psychological in nature. It's not, it's used for fear, which is what they instill in people, the ventriloquist dummies.
Okay, because and that's
When
interesting
you
because oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that like I also as a kid was terrified of the Child's Play movies.
Yeah, sort of like that.
Yeah, so I also had like a similar fear of like I guess the killer toy trope is what it's referred to in horror. Kind of hand in hand
And
with ventriloquist in that sense.
as a horror trope, they're excellent because they're scary. But as a comedy weapon, it doesn't work because everybody's so horrified of the whole thing. It's just there's nothing okay or right about it.
And so that's that kind of goes in hand with what I looked up here. So I didn't know this. Apparently, ventriloquism was actually like more of a religious practice. They said the noises produced by the stomach were thought to be the voices of the unliving who took up residence in the stomach of the ventriloquist. The ventriloquist would then interpret the sounds as they were thought to be able to speak to the dead as well as foresee the future. So basically, they were like soothsayers. It's kind of like where ventriloquism started.
Like a seance kind of thing. They were getting in touch with it, like they were channeling something.
So for all of those keeping the score at home, the original OG of ventriloquism is in fact speaking in tongues. So.
And you wonder if those people were not charlatans.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like you, at least some were running a trick on them. Had to have been. Like, it's not like lying wasn't invented back then. Like people still lied.
And in the olden days, like there was a lot, I mean, they didn't have much. They had those puppet shows, they had work, and then they had the plague. So it's just like you had three or four, and religion. That's pretty much all you had.
Yeah, what was I was talking with someone about it, and it's like essentially the church was kind of like your they did a lot of things like even act as like the police force kind of or like am I remember I don't
They
know.
were in charge of everything.
They're kind of in charge of everything. So
And you could buy like stuff. You could buy forgiveness for your sins.
And so, where it switched from like religion to it being more of an entertainment thing was kind of around the 18th century, where you'd have like like traveling shows, markets and shit. And like, you'd have people that like wouldn't necessarily like hold an object and like use it as like this other living thing. What they would do is kind of just throw their voice, you know?
Yeah.
Like make it sound like it's coming from somewhere afar. It was kind of like that big thing. That's what I kind of looked up on the history of it. You know, obviously at a certain point, someone looked at a fucking doll and was like, if I can make those fucking lips move, I could.
You know, the thing about a ventriloquist, if you're going all in with that for entertainment, you can't take that to the movies. You can't further that. The only thing you can do is continue to do ventriloquism. Because it's like, it's not like you're going to play a character and also continue with your ventriloquism. So it's like, it's the least talented bottom low level of like, I have no talent. So I'm going to do this.
Could a case not be made for the talent of throwing your voice? No.
I mean, is it really throwing your voice?
I mean, no, it's the illusion of it, but I think it's impressive to for someone to speak so clearly and not move their lips.
I mean, I guess, but I think any of us could learn to do that.
You think, Dr. Jeff?
At different levels of success.
I was trying to. What do you think there, Jeff? This is me clenching my mouth and
talking without losing my lips right now. Actually, yeah. I'm doing my teeth. I have my teeth closed.
Yeah, same here. My teeth are closed and I'm trying not to move my lips. I sound pretty dumb.
And it sounds freaky, right? Yeah. And that's what they sound like.
So
and then they're just, the humor is low brow. It's just like, it's always about like, you took me out of the box. I'm out of the box now. Don't put me in the box.
Oh, he's the one playing with wood. You know, like shit like that.
Yeah.
Someone's hard.
Yeah. Or it's like, what's his name? The patron saint. I mean, he's got all these characters.
Jeff Dunham, who has all the racist stereotypes. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, it's easy.
Mm.
The people that like Jeff Dunham are the people that like vote for Donald Trump.
Well, Jeff, as I told you earlier, as a kid, I did enjoy his puppets. Yeah, but that was before
Trump. Kids like all kinds of stuff. It's stupid.
Kids like all kinds of stupid things.
It's fun. You know, that kind of lowbrow humor is fun.
Mm-hmm.
What is his character? Ahmed the terrorist?
Yeah, there's Ahmed the dead terrorist. There's the jalapeno on a stick.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the Mexican.
There was Bubba J.
There's an old man.
There's Walter. Man, I know.
Doesn't he have like an African tribesman or something?
He had a pimp. Okay. I think his name was like Sweet Jay. He used Jay a lot. There was Bubba Jay, yeah. Sweet Jay, AJ. And
he's as white can be.
Yeah. Yeah, his act is very much like, I'm just a good old boy that like to play with puppets. And ventriloquists.
I like to have sex with dolls. I want to be a pedophile, but I can't be. So I'm going to make these little dolls that I can stick my hand inside of.
Hot take, Dunham, pedo.
I mean, he's very popular.
He is very popular.
He's really the only ventriloquist working.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have any competition.
This is true. Like, I mean, who's really going puppet for puppet with him?
Nobody.
who's going dummy for dummy with him?
It's nobody. Nobody's doing it.
No. So I did mention that there's going to be some Freud kind of mixed in here. Our good friend Freud, you know, he likes them young. That's why he can't live near a school. I looked it up of kind of like why we, because I mean, I guess we know why. We know why we find these things fucking horrifying. We know why we find them traumatic, and it's the theory of like it's the uncanny valley.
Yes.
And so you probably know more about this than I do about Freud's essay called The Uncanny.
I do not know more about that one.
So he basically wrote this essay in 1919 about the uncanniness called The Uncanny. Excuse me. It's been a reference for the psychological effects that killer toys have on audiences. That whole trope of the killer toy. Freud basically said that children do not have the same distinction between animate and inanimate objects, while us as adults have a aversion to these blurring of living and non-living due to just like a repression of childlike ideas.
Because kids have magical thinking, so they don't have a problem believing a inanimate object is going to be alive or be their friend or talk to them.
Yes. Whereas we're like, that's fucking weird if that happens.
And so that's when ventriloquists do it for adults, and they make the inanimate objects talk and move around. And what's the old guy's name?
Walter.
You know, if he just had Walter, it wouldn't be so, and Walter and maybe one or two others, but he just goes for the distinct stereotypes. This is like he picks a distinct stereotype of every race, and then he makes a puppet.
He makes a dummy out like of that. It. Yeah.
Or a dummy, yeah.
This is all the mouth noise with this episode. I'm sorry, everyone.
He's trying to throw in some jokes.
I'm trying to do my best Dunham.
Yeah.
Sorry. That makes sense. Like, yeah, we're going to look at it. If we saw a fucking toy come to life, we're not going to welcome it with open arms. We're going to be pretty suspicious of that. Yeah, it's just it's interesting, like why those kind of like it looks human enough.
Yes,
it looks human enough, but off. Like it's something's off.
Like it's a weird medical experiment.
It's like those weird Robert Zemeckis CGI films he did, like the Polar
Where
Express.
Where their mouth didn't move.
And yeah. Like Tom Hanks playing all those roles look horrifying.
Yeah, and the mouth never moved. There was no expressions.
Mm-hmm. Barely.
Because it was in the early days of CGI.
Yep.
I mean, Dunham obviously has a talent where he's able to do something and create some material. I don't know. It seems like it's really low denominator kid humor that also racist adults also enjoy.
Right.
And it's not sophisticated.
No. And I guess, how do you, surely it's been done, I don't know, but how do you make a sophisticated ventriloquist dummy act?
I'm not sure you can. Like, you know, a comedian goes on stage with themselves. It's them in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to write jokes and tell jokes. With the ventriloquist, part of it is the novelty.
It's the novelty.
Oh, look at that puppet. That's a cool looking puppet or dummy.
Yeah, I think that's the novelty. And I also think like there could be like, I'm not saying it's for all of them, but I feel like maybe for a lot of them, it's like the idea is to like express those true, crass, lowbrow thoughts through this dummy. It's the same reason that like Triumph, the insult comic dog, which is also another thing I love. I especially loved puppet. As a kid. Puppet.
He's a puppet.
But it's weird that while we're also like terrified of these things, we give them a pass to just say the raunchiest shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's not comedians get by with that anyway. They can say a lot of things because it's comedy. But it's step removed when you have like the puppet talking to you. And it's not you, it's the puppet.
Well, it's like you mentioned earlier with like, you know, we treat the Muppets as real. Like we do not break that. It's the same as kayfabe and wrestling. Like, we do not break that the Muppets are not these real, like, we treat them like people.
And insult try, I mean, obviously there's a hand in that. It's Robert Smigel. But he's so funny and he's so quick, because some of the stuff is written, but a lot of it is just ad-libbed. And it's just a stupid dog with a cigar. And so it's mean-spirited in some ways, but it's also very funny.
Well, the idea, from what I understand of Triumph, at least in my opinion, is like it's kind of a play on those hack roast comics. Where it's like they're supposed to be bad burns. Like they're not.
Yes.
They are funny and they are mean, but it's also like his whole thing is like he's a hack comic that's just like, I keyed.
Yes. Yes. It's like that old Don Rickles type of humor, but bad. Mm,
yeah. Very, yeah. Done very, very bad. Which is, that's an interesting concept to me.
Yeah. That's funny because it's sort of that juxtaposition instead of the, oh, I've got an old man and he's going to complain about how old he is.
Mm-hmm.
Or I've got a Arab dummy where I'm going to make him a terrorist.
Make him a terrorist. Well, you know,
I'm going to make the Mexican one a hot pepper.
It doesn't help that when Jeff Dunham was getting popular, that America at that time was very xenophobic.
Yes.
So it was very easy for us to be like, oh, hell yeah, roar on terror. Fuck yeah, he blew himself up.
He might be a nice man. I know he's very wealthy.
Yeah.
He's very popular
mm-hmm.
amongst the people that are like, ooh, it's like, I guess it's like the people that want to go to the freak show kind of thing. There's some curiosity about that. And it's just easy humor. You don't have to think about it. It's spoon fed to you. It's not dealing with anything complicated. And there's a lot of comics that do that too, like Larry the Cable Guy.
Well,
you know, it's just spoon fed to you. It's almost too easy.
Yeah, and going back a little bit to like the freak show days, like us as a human species, we're obsessed with the morbid. We're obsessed with death. We're obsessed with the dark things in life.
Yes.
And for us to see what is essentially a scribbled drawing, what is this? I don't want to sound offensive when I say this, but like to see like someone that has those disabilities, especially in those times.
Yes.
Of course,
because there were, you know, there's no internet. It was like somebody from India was a freak that time, because we didn't see that in America or a. Mm-hmm. You know, bearded lady, all these different things, the strong man, the fat man, the skinny woman,
which is weird. Yeah. I love that. Like the man who doesn't smoke cigarettes. Like,
yeah, exactly. That was a huge, there's a really good movie about that. It's pretty dark called Nightmare Alley.
I've seen Nightmare Alley actually.
Yeah. It's not all about the freak show, but that is part of it.
It is. And you know,
it's about the whole idea of how a carnival works and how a carnival gets people in.
Yes. It's actually a really good metaphor for capitalism in a way, but essentially like lowballing them, making them, it's not only a good metaphor for capitalism, but it's also a good for like how, the pimp prostitute relationship works, where it's like, okay, you drive up their anxiety. Okay, we're in some shit or something like that, or like just something to eat up the stakes. And then it's like, I'm going to take care of you, but we have to do this degrading thing. And like, you're going to get a cut, but it's not going to be enough for you to get out on your own.
Right. It's a very good psychological thriller horror film.
One thing,
a lot of psychological elements in it too.
One thing I would say about Nightmare Alley, as much as I love it, and you guys can call me pompous and a dick and I don't care, the carnival scene could have been intermediate flashbacks. It didn't need to be its own fucking 30, 45 minute section of the goddamn movie. You could have flashed back to the important parts And I get what he's doing. Sure. You want to be in the carnival, yada, yada, yada. But motherfucker, I got shit to do.
I think that was some of the slow burn nature of it. But yeah, I mean, it was, you know, they did a black and white version of that too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they did. I kind of want to see black that. And white. Yeah, I kind of want to see that.
You know, and we're trying to tie this into healthy psychological things. Humor is a very good way to deal with stress, to deal with depression. Sometimes humor yourself or watching a movie that's funny or a comedian that's funny to lighten the mood. And so if Jeff Dunham helps you feel better and works on your depression, by all means, listen to Jeff Dunham.
And I mean, if you hate Jeff Dunham, hate him. Fuck him.
Find some other humor. Find some real humor.
I mean, all of it, at the end of the day, it is just, it's a way to feel something. It's a way to feel alive. It's a way to laugh. It's a way to feel joy. It's a way to cut up. And I mean, humor is subjective. All of that is subjective. If you like ventriloquist, if you are an inspiring ventriloquist right now listening to this podcast and you feel discouraged, let me just say, don't. And if you're discouraged by this, then you're going to be discouraged by a lot, because this is this is light treading compared to jocks and bullies breaking your dummy, you know? Like,
and figure out a way to make it original and different. Or you can honor the craft.
Honor the craft. Make it your own. Don't be a hack, which is easier said than done. I feel like the biggest hack in the fucking world sometimes, but I just have to keep making things, because you make enough things and you do enough things and eventually you don't become a hack.
It's like a juggler. Juggling is incredibly hard. But you don't really want to watch an hour of a juggler unless they have a lot of good patter surrounding their juggling skills. Because it's a very hard thing to learn. And some of the tricks where you're doing all kinds of things that they do. But you can't just juggle. You're gonna have to do something else with it to make it stand above.
Right.
And so I think Dunham just uses the stereotypes and it works.
He does kind of use that as a crutch, which is, it almost seems like a crutch on a crutch. I mean, you're already a ventriloquist.
Yeah.
You already have a crutch.
You're already at the lowest of all lows. The only thing below you is a mime.
Well, you know, something that I also kind of thought about and looked up while thinking about ventriloquist, and like, I'm glad you mentioned like the horror movie magic, because I looked up stuff about the killer toy trope. And I mean, like 9 times out of 10, like when the killer toy is the main antagonist, it's usually the scene usually ends with like the child destroying the toy, or the toy getting destroyed, kind of representing like a death of innocence, a loss of innocence, and completing a cycle of violence that exists between what is life. Which I thought was interesting too, because I mean, something I never really thought about. I never watched Child's Play and was like, yes, this loss of innocence. You know,
it's very, it's cathartic. I was thinking this is a little off of that, but you know, the revenge movies, like the guy that's gonna, like, I can't think of the name right now, the Enforcer, where, you know, the guy goes out and kills the bad guys, or Death Wish or whatever. Those revenge movies are so satisfying because the bad guys get their due. And in the real world, that it's sort of gray, but it's so neat to be like, okay, so this is the bad guy. The good guy's always going to win against the bad guy.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to see the evil be defeated. But now they're doing the movies like Megan, which is about a doll that looks like a real person. And there's a new one where she's not a doll, but Abigail, where she's a teenage, like a little girl vampire. So now the children are deadly. So they're not toys. They're just deadly children.
Well, it's kind of playing on the fears of AI as well, really.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. The Megan thing definitely is AI or robotic or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you could say that about 2001 even, in a way. At least consciousness in an AI. That is, yeah, that's it is kind of like, and also you missed the best revenge movie, Jeff.
I Spit on Your Grave.
I mean, yes. RoboCop.
Yeah. human robot cyborg. Yeah.
I mean, he literally gets crucified, Jeff.
Yeah. He does with a shotgun. I think that I'm not sure. I don't even know how to say his name. Vorhuven.
Paul for yeah, I can't say
even.
It. Yeah.
He's a talented filmmaker, but he also is, he seems to have a little bit of a over the top kind of, he's very anti-religion while still sort of focusing on religious themes in a lot of his film, which is fine. It's just that it's a very heavy-handed, he does not have a light touch,
right?
Everything he does is over the top, big, extreme.
But that's what,
violence, sex, whatever.
I think that's what like makes his movies fun, though.
Sure.
I mean, not everyone is into it like I am, but a lot of people also are into it. be what you want to be into. If I mean, to an extent, as long as it doesn't hurt anyone. There we go.
Yeah. So I mean, it's okay to. I think, you know, there was a, I don't know. I feel like we're just done. We're through with it. We've evolved past it. There's no need for it anymore. We don't need it.
Are you asking for a full boycott of dummies?
No, I just don't want it to happen anymore.
Oh,
I mean, there's not many. What there can't be more than 10 or 12 ventriloquists in the world.
Dude, there's like 8 billion people on the planet, at least.
Sure, but 5,000. If we think about 5,000 ventriloquists?
I think so, at least.
Well, that's still not that hard to take out.
No, but you'd have to have like a convention.
Incentives to not be a ventriloquist.
But
just don't, it's like it's like they have a use disorder with their dummy. Do the jokes, just do the jokes. You don't need a third person to make you feel more comfortable. Just do the jokes.
Yeah, but some people like to have that detachment, like that barrier, that, I don't know, like I can understand it. And you know,
I mean, I don't know.
I know your disdain. I know you don't like them, Jeff, but I don't want to discourage someone from following their dreams and pursuing their bliss. Let them put their hand in a doll and make it seem like they're talking. I mean, hell, I get joy from putting things over my crotch and saying I'm so-and-so, Dick. Why can't, you know?
You know, this might lose us a listener. Oh, but no. If we do have any ventriloquists or wanting to be ventriloquists, that's your dream, you can go to hell. Is that too harsh?
You're alienating our audience, dude.
I don't think anybody that is sophisticated enough to stick with us beyond, you know, that would listen again is going to be that kind of person. The lowest of the low. The untouchable.
I mean, all I'm saying, Jeff, all I'm saying is, all I am saying is, fuck, what was I going to say?
I'm being a little bit facetious.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
I just don't care for it.
Obviously, I think if I remember what I was going to say, I think if us not liking ventriloquists and dummies and are creeped out by them is a deal breaker after 30 something episodes of other shit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and do the, you just separate, if we don't have to eradicate them, we just separate them. Leave the doll in the other room.
Do your
material without the doll.
I don't think that's good enough for me, Jeff. I think what needs to happen with every ventriloquist is that they need to end up killing their doll. They need to kill their innocence.
Yeah, but who's in charge? Who's really pulling the strings?
There's an old movie about that, I'm pretty sure. That's kind of an old trope. The old trope of, like, the dummy was alive. I mean, I guess that's similar with Killer Toy. I mean, never mind.
Yeah.
Fuck, we'll cut that. I sound really dumb there.
There's a lot of interesting tropes in movies. Killer toys, killer animals,
the zombies.
Friday the 13th type. Killers,
the
Halloween
weird
type killers,
the weird morality of slasher monsters, yeah. Being big on premarital sex, you know.
Yeah. Final girls, all the, it's just fairy tales for adults.
Yeah. And you know, Jeff, that's why I think people should be allowed to be ventriloquists, because that is just a fairy tale for an adult. In physical form.
You just got to realize you're not going to get a whole lot of work.
I mean, that's okay, but you will have a very niche audience. And I mean, what else can you really ask for in this day and age? That's all fandoms are built off of, is niche audiences.
Maybe we should try ventriloquism.
I mean, Jeff, I think we should look into it. I mean, it could be fun.
We have limited talent.
We showed we can talk with our mouths closed. I mean,
but it could be like just like audio only ventriloquism. Hmm.
I see. That's a good idea. Because
yeah,
I mean, I think our audience
describe what's happening.
Yeah.
He's got a very sour face on his look on his face right now.
And you know, I think
Wilbur has a very, his eyebrows are furrowing.
He's looking around.
Yeah, he's looking around. He's asking his diaper to be changed.
He's about to say his punchline. Gatwood.
It does have, there is some comedic timing that goes along. So there's that.
Yeah,
that they do have going for them.
Well, Jeff, how about we sign up for some dummy classes and just see how we feel about it, and then we'll do an audio only ventriloquist act.
Was Howdy Doody a ventriloquist? Yeah, Howdy Doody was a
yeah.
See, that was the heyday.
I see what you did there.
There were several famous ones.
Hmm. I see what you did there.
I can't remember. Was it Geraldine? No, it wasn't Geraldine. Madam.
Oh God. Yeah.
Madam was racy.
There was also that guy with the ostrich who would SA people.
Yeah, there was an ostrich guy, and then there was a guy, there was Willie and Tyler, and then there was another guy, I think it was actually on soap. I take that back that you can't get an acting job. I think he actually had his dummy on a TV show, and that was his whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Jeff, I feel like this has been a real Christmas Carol-esque. We've shown you the ventriloquist of dummies of past, present, and future.
Yeah, we're educating. We're doing our research.
Yeah, we sure are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. What do you think, Jeff? Do you think this has reached its logical conclusion? You think we
I mean, I feel like if people are still listening to this one, thank you. We owe you everything.
Yeah.
We're sorry that it devolved into this.
You know, I think it's fine. I think the audience will be here for it. I think there's some stuff they can take away from it.
Yeah, and if you have an opinion on ventriloquism, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Comments. Let us know in the comments.
We're willing to listen and learn. Maybe there's something that we're missing.
There is. And you know, Jeff, I've thought about it. I think I'm going to set up an email.
Ah.
I think I'm going to set up a everything is traumatic email if it's not taken, and have it where people can email us questions, comments, concerns.
We could communicate with our fans.
Yeah.
Send them goodies.
All 8 of them.
Send the pictures of us with our ventriloquist dummies.
Yeah, we'll send them once we sign up for the dummy classes. It'll be great.
Oh, Lord.
Well, Jeff, as always, thank you so much for doing this podcast with me. Truly, I truly respect you as a human being, and I appreciate your uniqueness. I envy it. I love it. I relish in it. Thank you for being you. Thank you all for listening.
You're welcome. You're welcome, my friend.
Yeah.
Everybody take care of themselves. Stay away from Jeff Dunham.
Yeah. This has been all of us here at Everything is Traumatic. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Jeff.
And as always, steer clear of Jeff Dunham.